In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This gospel story today offers us a couple of points of information I really want to focus on with you. Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. Well, the other side of that lake was from Capernaum, Lake Galilee. And the other side of the river is the land of the Gerasenes. And when they arrived there, Jesus encountered this man who had been overtaken by demons. And I can't imagine what it would have been like to be a witness to that event. The people in the town obviously knew who this man was. He lived in the town, although he actually lived in the cemetery. And he, at least for a few years, had walked around town not wearing any clothes. So it seems like there's plenty there that would make people aware of it. But it had become the norm. It had become what they considered to be normal. And when Jesus saw the man, he said, "What is your name?" And every time I hear the response, a little chill goes up my back because his answer was, "Legion." Well, in the Roman army, the largest group of military was called a legion, and it consisted of 6,000 soldiers. So his response to Jesus was, "I am legion." And so he had lived this life, losing his own identity, losing his individuality, even losing, I guess, his own name, right? And he had been taken over. In the first century, lots of cultures believed that the world was populated by demons and nymphs and centaurs and angels who could change nature and could possess people. And so there, people would use amulets and magic, and they would do sacrifices, and they would have complicated rituals that were really meant to try to keep these spiritual powers happy. Well, in our day, we understand that a lot of those things are the forces of nature, or they're the forces behind mental illness or emotional illness. We hardly ever hear about or even think about exorcisms, do we? That's not a modern day thing. Or is it? Think about what happens when we do a house blessing. I go to people's homes, and what I take with me is blessed water and a sprinkler, and I sprinkle each room in the home. And we say prayers whose intention is for us to ensure that Jesus' power overtakes any other power that's in that room. So that's exorcism. What is smudging about, James? Every Easter vigil, James provides a smudging for us, and it is a empowerment over evil forces. So maybe it's not so old-fashioned after all. I mean, there really is a message here that there certainly is just plain chaos in the world, and there are people making dumb decisions that affect other people in a bad way. But there is also something about this spiritual realm. Paul talks about it in a couple of places. One is Ephesians chapter 6, where he talks about the armor of God. And he says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. And in today's reading from Galatians, he was saying to them, when we are baptized, we are clothed in Christ. So here are two scripture passages that are telling us about this empowerment that comes from God, the armor of God, clothed with Christ. That is a power that we are given to claim, that has a greater power than any of this. Because The first point to that I wanted to make of the two here in this passage is Jesus only had to speak a few words. Demons were gone. The demons were gone. And the people didn't know how to handle that, did they? Which brings about my second point. Isn't it interesting? They were not afraid of this man who was running around with no clothes on. They weren't afraid of him having to be tied up in chains. What they were afraid of is Jesus had the power to heal him. They asked him to leave the town. In fact, it says the whole area of the Gerasenes, they asked him to depart from that area. I believe that's about them having assimilated evil to be part of their life that they couldn't do anything about. I think it's about their seeing that if there are homeless, we just have to accept there are homeless among us. If there are hungry, we just need to assume that's part of the natural order, nothing we can do about it. If there are failed relationships, or there's abuse we see, or there are shootings in the schools, or if there is evil that we see happen, that we consider that that's just part of life. That's really what the Gerasenes were implying by saying, Jesus, we need you to lead because you're upsetting the norm. You're asking for something different. You're bringing to us something, I'll give it the label, a holy space. Jesus is saying, there's another life I'm asking you to lead. There's another power I'm asking you to pay attention to. And what it does is it's asking you to live in this holy space. And I think that's the challenge you and I have as Christians, to remember that there is this empowerment that we are offered to put on the full armor of God, to be clothed in Christ, so that is the authority we claim. And Jesus, number one, had the number one point in this passage that I saw was he is totally empowered to be able to subdue any force that wishes us harm. And secondly, these allergies are just driving me crazy. And Jesus has the compassion and the power to defeat the effects of the unknown, and we should not settle for that to be the norm. We shouldn't settle for that to be just the way things are. We're really empowered to make a difference. That doesn't mean we can cure homelessness in the world or hunger. But we can go to the food bank and put together 2,200 snack bags for kids. That had an impact. That changed some children's lives. We have Celia and Mark, who every Monday, I think it is, go to the homeless shelter and deliver a wonderful meal. Not just food, extra food in a box, but a prepared hot meal for the homeless and the hungry, to just have a great meal one night a week. They are changing lives. And that's what we are called to do. Jesus offers us his compassion and his power to defeat the effects of the unknown, even the unfriendly spiritual forces that exist. Jesus has that compassion and power, and you and I can claim it, and you and I can use it. And when we do, we are putting our faith in God, that God's purpose will work out at from that point on. We don't send Jesus away. We welcome his amazing offer to live in this holy space, to live our lives in that holy space, and figure out how we can organize our day and commit each day to live in that holy space, for him to always guard us and empower us in the life that we live. In Jesus' name, amen.